I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House is expressing outrage over an Israeli airstrike that killed humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security spokesman John Kirby expressed deep U.S. disappointment in the deadly errant strike.
We were outraged to learn of an IDF strike that killed a number of civilian humanitarian workers yesterday from the World Central Kitchen.
Israel says the strike was an accident and that officials are investigating. Kirby said the U.S. will await the findings and expects full transparency. He said the Biden administration continues to support Israel's targeting of Hamas terrorists in Gaza. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Former President Trump traveled to Michigan to continue his presidential campaign today, and he stepped up his attacks on his presumptive opponent, President Biden. He says the nation is suffering from a Biden border bloodbath.
Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards.
Crews opened a second temporary channel on Tuesday, allowing a limited amount of marine traffic to bypass the mangled wreckage of Baltimore's collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge, which had blocked the vital port's main shipping channel since its destruction 1 week ago. Maryland Governor Westmore says there are now two channels open that can support commercial traffic.
I'm thankful that after only a week after the collapse, we have pathways and channels so commercial traffic can now move through.
Work is ongoing to open a third channel that will allow larger vessels to pass through the bottleneck and restore more commercial activity. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 396 points, the NASDAQ dropped 156. This is SRN News. An Oregon church wins a court battle, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A federal judge has ruled that the city of Brookings cannot bar St. Timothy's Episcopal Church from feeding homeless people. The city council had passed a new zoning ordinance that would have barred the congregation from handing out food more than 2 days per week. The judge ruled that the law violates St. Timothy's First Amendment rights. The church has been feeding people for 15 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new lawsuit's challenging some of Ohio's abortion laws now that voters have enshrined the procedure in the state constitution. The American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood argue it's now unconstitutional to require mandatory waiting periods and multiple in-person informational appointments to receive an abortion. Ohio's one of four states that have amended their constitutions to enshrine abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The lawsuit has been filed on behalf of several abortion clinics. SRN News. No end to the recent slump on Wall Street.
Stocks had their worst day in 4 weeks as Wall Street hits the brakes on what's been a nearly unstoppable romp since last fall. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% Tuesday. The Dow lost 396 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite also gave back 1%. Worries are rising that the Federal Reserve may cut interest rates fewer times than had been expected this year. Health insurers helped lead the market lower after the U.S. government announced lower than expected payments rates for Medicare Advantage. Humana sank more than 13%. Tesla dropped almost 5% after reporting weaker than expected vehicle deliveries for the first 3 months of the year. Seth Sutel, New York.
New vehicle sales in the U.S. rose nearly 5% from January through March as buyers stayed in the market despite high interest rates, but electric vehicle sales growth has slowed. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.